Good morning, good morning. We're going to worship this morning. It's a glorious day to be here. How many of you guys are happy to be here this morning? Yeah, that's it. But anyway, I mean, this song right here I love so much. I love listening to it. And it talks to me. Because back before I had gotten saved, I was buried. It's what the song says. And when I got saved, the Lord called my name. And I didn't run out of the grave. I sprinted out of the grave. And it's such a good feeling inside, you know. It's when you feel that tug, when the Lord says, come on, all right, you got work to do, you know. It's like, you're like, you just get so excited. All you want to do is just get ready for more and more and more to come every day. So we're going to worship this song this morning. It's called Glorious Day. And I hope you guys enjoy it and just worship along with us.
Call my name, and I ran out. Not even those big blessings all the time, but just a little thing. Like, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. God, thank you that I'm still in my right mind. God, thank you for protecting me from dangers seen and unseen. You know, the Father's love is just so great and so miraculous because he protects us and he covers us even when we don't realize we need to be protected and covered, even when we reject the protection and the covering. So, Father, this morning, we just bless you for the things you've done, God. We thank you for who you are, for what you're going to do. Lord, we honor you for what you've done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done.
Sing it again, sing it again.
I praise God for what He's done.
I praise God.
I praise.
Praise for what He's done. Father God, thank You for what You've done in our lives. You know, a lot of times we get focused on what's behind us. You know, what we've done, the things that we've done. I have some family members that, and I grew up, and it's in my mind too, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have made that decision. Maybe I shouldn't have done this. Oh, if only I hadn't have done that. But that's not what this song is talking about. It's about what He's done. My future is in heaven. The Bible says in Psalms 103 that He casts our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Our future is in heaven. You know, you can't drive very well looking in the rearview mirror. If you have kids in the back seat, they're so cute. You want to look back there, but you got to look forward. That's what today. You know, forget the things that you've done in the past, because the only thing that God is worried about is what His Son has done, and that is to give His life for you and for your sins. So don't let the enemy put that stuff in your head. Forget what you've done and think about what He's done. Let's sing that one more time and just give that to God. You know what? It's about what You've done in my life, God. Thank You for what You've done in my life, and that my future is in Your hands. I'm heading to heaven. Let's sing that one more time. Called us out of the grave. We thank You for what You've done for us, that we don't have to stay where we were, but we can move forward out of that grave into our future with You, Father. Help us to keep our eyes on You. keep our eyes on the future that you have for us and that you are mapping out for us, that we're in your hands. We thank you, Father. Thank you for what you've done. Can we just give him one more hand of praise? God, we thank you, Father. You may be seated in the house. My husband and I have a running joke that I have a really good memory. I don't know any other women, we have really good memories. But the only memory we really need to remember, right? The only thing we need to remember and that we'll never forget is what he's done for us. We're so glad that you have joined us today. We welcome you as guests. We have an exciting day planned. If you are a first-time guest, we would love to get to know you. We have a little area right there in the foyer. We have a gift, and we would just like to get some information just so we can contact you, give you some more information about us. Today is Fifth Family Sunday. Four times a year, we worship together as a family. It's so important because, honestly, the parents and the family are the greatest influences spiritually in our kids' lives. And so this is one opportunity. I know I look forward to it with my kids. It might be challenging sometimes, for they might wiggle, and wiggles are totally fine. We just love that you're here together with the with your family, worshiping together and being an example to your family as well of what worship is and what following God is. If your kid hasn't received a bag, I do have some praise bags over here that when I'm back to my seat, they can slip over here and grab one. At this time, we're going to take up our offering. Father God, we thank you again that you provide for us what you've done in our lives. I pray that you would bless this offering for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Come on, can you give the Lord praise today? Hallelujah. Praise God. So good to see all of you today. Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. Would you join me in welcoming back home from four countries, Pastor Anoli Hall? Amen. Come on, stand up, Pastor Anoli. Come on, man. So glad. So glad. Hallelujah. It's funny, the first time I get to see him is in a worship service on a Sunday morning. That's cool, right? He's been home for several days, but he had a day or so to breathe and then back out again. And so we're so glad he's here today. Also, there's a gentleman here, back here that has traveled, was it 6,000 miles, Pastor Joy? 16,000 miles on a bicycle going across the 1,600. 1,600. Well, I'm just prophesying that you're going 16,000 miles. Now, hey, the gifts of the Spirit are here, right? Stand up, would you? Come on. Stand up right where you are. On a bicycle, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the U.S. on a bicycle. I first said, so on a motorcycle? He said, no, on a bicycle. Wow. I think I'd have to really hear God good. Come on, you know? Lord, did you say bicycle? Okay. So if you feel led to buy him a motorcycle, just help yourself. All right. Also, Pastor Michael Vaughn, he's in the house this morning. Would you stand up, Pastor Vaughn? Amen. Come on. There you go. Good to see you, man. We had the privilege of preaching a camp meeting for you last year in Hertford, North Carolina, and I just saw it on Facebook this morning. Hey, we're bringing our church to Carpenter Shop this morning because it's fifth Sunday. Would you give it up for Emmanuel Church? Amen. Come on. Praise God. So good. Folks from Indian Woods, amen. Indian Woods people, God bless you guys. So glad to see you today. What is going on? God is allowing churches to come in today in fifth Sundays, and we're glad you're here. If I missed you, I'm just calling the ones I saw. So if I missed you, I didn't do it intentionally. We're just glad you're here. And Carpenter Shop International Church, we're glad you're here. Come on, give it up for yourself. Hallelujah. So glad you're here. Well, today's a special day in many ways. In one regard is we get to share the beautiful experience of water baptism. And so our candidates are preparing now to join us here on the platform as we call their names to be baptized in water. So you guys can help me here on the platform, the ministers that help us here, and we'll prepare to baptize in water. Our first candidate is going to be Arlika Bass. Arlika, if you'd make your way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Baptism is a wonderful thing because we've been talking about faith for several weeks. Somebody say monumental faith. Monumental faith is, it's measured by extent or size, effectiveness in your life. And you took a step to say to the Lord that I want to die to myself. And I want to rise to new life in Christ Jesus. This water is clean, but it's not enough to wash away our sins. The hymn writer said it well. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so we are expressing with an outward sign, here we go, of an inward change. Amen. An outward signal of an inward change. And the beautiful thing is these candidates join me today in preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ because this is an expression of faith. So Arlika, we welcome you to the water baptism pool as you get in today. Isn't it nice and warm? Thank God for heaters, right? Praise the Lord. You can be seated right there. Is there any, you want to share a testimony or anything before we baptize you?
This would be a rededication. I got baptized around 13 or 14, and I had a lot of trials and tribulations. However, I never lessened my faith, but I always knew God would get me through, and for him being so good to me, I'm just rededicating myself to him today.
And Arlika, it's because of that profession of faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Kenny Carroll. Kenny Carroll is coming. Kenny's been such a blessing. I think it was Tuesday night up to about 10. He worked 12 hours that day. And then on Tuesday night, I met him here at 7:30. And from 7:30 to 10, about 10:20, he was on a lift. He was under the stage running wires. You know, there's always, some of you may say, wow, this is a beautiful place and what technology. There are people behind that. You don't see them on Sunday morning with a microphone in their hand, but there are people behind that. And PJ and Kenny are electricians that have blessed us and saved us lots of money. Would you give it up for to the Lord for them? Kenny? Praise God. You can turn right around and be seated there, Kenny. Did you want to share a testament or anything?
I just want to say that this also is a rededication of myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. On this day, I acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I dedicate my life to Him.
Amen. Kenny, it's because of your faith, your expression in Jesus Christ as Lord and Master of your life that I have the privilege of baptizing you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Anthony Finney. I remember one Sunday morning when, because of the lights, you know, I can't see your faces in many, many situations. And the Sunday morning, Rico said to me, I think it's been about 4 weeks ago, he said, Pastor, he said, there's a guy in the balcony. And I was like, I can't see the balcony, okay? He said, there's a guy in the balcony that's giving his heart to Jesus. And that particular day, it was Anthony Finney. And I remember saying to him the first time I saw him with a shirt on, nice tats, amen, nice tats. And he has a story, amen. And I've been able to connect with Anthony and mutual encouragement. And I'm so excited about what God has done in his life. And I said, man, let me just tell you something. Your last name is Trouble, okay? Anthony what? Finney. In the 1900s, there was a tremendous revivalist named Charles Finney. And you can Google it and you can read all about the blaze for the Lord Jesus Christ that this man created. So I don't know what God has in store for you, but I know that you've moved from darkness to light, and that's a powerful thing. Amen. Come on, step in the tub. It was a blessing because he showed up last week at the Equip Tour, the Equip 101, and that's about 75 people gathered there last week, and Anthony was one of them. Wait a minute now, saved 4 or 5 weeks ago, showed up to sign up to volunteer saying, what can I do, okay? All right? That's how it's supposed to work, okay? And so we just appreciate Anthony. Anthony, you want to share a word for the Lord today?
Yeah, I know I've took a lot of wrong turns and wrong paths in life, so it's time to take the right one for good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anthony, it's because of that right turn that you took just a few weeks ago and professing from your mouth today, from your heart, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.